Get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brett Ciancia is with us in about 15 minutes. Pick Six Previews, and he is a college football connoisseur. He absorbs it every day. That's what you have to do. If you're going to get on this show, you better be a freak. You better be different. You better obsess over it. He does. We like that. He'll be with us in about 15 minutes. And top of the hour, hour number two, Blake Ruffino down in the boot. LSU is in, as we know, that's not new news, the SEC championship game. They get the number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs. They lost their last regular season game to Jimbo, which eliminated them from any playoff conversation. But it's still been a good year. Year one under Brian Kelly. Remember yesterday we were doing just the pass-fail thing? Just a very simple, we were not giving an A, B, C, D, pass or fail. Black or white, y'all. Very simple. And they did a pass. Yeah, that passing, great. I know that last game was not something that if you're an LSU fan, you appreciate. But the overall grade in year one, if you're going to represent the West, the most nasty division in college football, then however it happened, you are going to get, if you're LSU, a passing grade. He'll be with us. Oh, Johnny Crawford back tomorrow. I did talk to Johnny. And Mike Farrell. We'll check in tomorrow, along with TJ. TJ's with us, as you know, TJ Pittenger. But Mike Farrell tomorrow, formerly about 25 years with Rivals. He is on his own now. He is a free man, covering recruiting, transfer portal, all that stuff. And he'll check in. I do not have his time yet, Mike, probably hour three somewhere, but Mike Farrell will be with us, and anything you have in recruiting. We are about, 3 weeks out on the early signing period, which begins December 21st and goes for 72 hours. Any questions you have regarding that topic, Mike Farrell tomorrow with us for probably a segment or so. Looking forward to that. Johnny Crawford tomorrow at 7:20. I do know that. I don't know if his crew, I don't know which crew. Has that been announced? I know they have the information, but is it public, the crew that's going to officiate the SEC championship game or the Big Ten championship game, any of them? I don't know if that's out yet. If you see that, let me know. If you see that information, let me know. But Johnny Crawford will be with us tomorrow. Oh, Ole Miss Evie. Remember, she starts on Friday, top of hour two where Kevin Hagan was. And, of course, Brett, always gambling, wagering, all of that in hour number three on Friday. 615-844-5600. if you're going to dial us up on Twitter at BillisKing. Email the show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. While I'm plugging, Commitmas is 2 weeks from today. Actually, yesterday and today. 2 weeks from right now, we'll be in Barlines doing the show, launching the show. And hope to have you folks in there. We'll serve you breakfast, usually somewhere in hour number two. They wheel in a breakfast that's from the breakfast bar. And it's eggs, bacon, biscuits, potatoes, all of that good. Just your general yummy breakfast gets wheeled in there. And we give you a 5-hour show at Commitments. Not three. No. Not 3 hours. We give you a 5-hour show that day. And we have so much fun. Looking forward to seeing you. You can bring anybody you want. You don't need an invite. You don't need a ticket. If you do need a room, some of you will require a room because you're coming in from out of town. Some of you would just drive in and out. Whatever you choose. But if you do need a room and you want to get a really good rate, because the Omni is very expensive. Very expensive. If you want a good rate, we can get you only for this event. Either check me out on Twitter. I post it regularly. If you're not on social media, email me, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. I'll send you that link. That's the only way to get that rate. You cannot call the front desk and say, hey, I'm coming to Commitmas. Get me the rate. That's not the way that it's set up. Link only. You got to click that link, and then it'll give you that rate. Just fill in the information. You get the good rate for the room. And it's not just one night. Some people come in and they want to spend 3-4 days in Nashville and do other things. Sightsee, whatever, go to various restaurants, Second Avenue, whatever you want to do. And I believe it's good for about 4 days. You don't just have to get the rate for one night. Now, if that's all you want, that's fine. But if you're going to come in and do 3-4 days, you can get the good rate for that much time as well. That's extended out. I believe it goes from the 12th to the 16th. I think that's right. If you do need that many days at the Omni. Brett Ciancia coming up. Okay, the Clown Show Committee, which y'all's going to be in place for a long time. When they expand, and we'll get into that here in a second. When they expand to 12. Whether it's the year 2024, which is what they want, I've told you many times, and again, we'll get into that, or if it's the year 26, which is the end of the contract, the committee concept will stay, unfortunately. It's not a good idea, but they think it is, so it will be in place, the committee concept. Now, here's what's going on. Let me repeat, I've probably told you this 100 times on the show. They want to interrupt this current contract and add an addendum to it that expands the playoffs from 4 to 12 by 2024. Now, that would be year 11 of the contract, of the 12-year contract. The contract doesn't get voided, just some provisions get changed within the 12-year contract. And the provision is, well, one of them, is we go to 12. Clown Show Committee last night did what I think was expected. Georgia won, Michigan, TCU, Southern Cal. That's the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Buckeyes, 6 Alabama, 7 Tennessee, 8 Penn State. You can look at it, all of it, but that was the release last night, which was expected. Anyways, back to what's going on. They're trying to fast forward to get to the expansion faster, and the earliest they can do it is 2024, like we've mentioned. And they have total agreement on it from the New Year's Six Bowls, which under the current contract, the rules say the New Year's Six Bowls have to all 100% agree on this. It's not a 75% vote. It's 100%. Now, under the new contract, they're saying they're not going to do that. But under this contract, it's got to be guaranteed. And the Rose Bowl is holding out. And they've been given an ultimatum of today to either get in or get out. The granddaddy of them all has been given an ultimatum, either in or out. Rose Bowl wants some guarantees. Number one, they want guaranteed that on New Year's Day, they get their time slot, which is 5 Eastern, 4 Central, or 2 Pacific, depending on where you're at, right? And they also want to guarantee that 2 out of every 3 years, I believe, they get a semifinal matchup. And the rest of the New Year's Six Bowls and everybody involved, the 10 commissioners plus Jack Swarbrick, aren't budging there. Something's got to give, and today is the ultimatum. They are prepared to move forward without the Rose Bowl, which would be really weird, but would be necessary, right? Don't know what's going to happen there. I don't know who's going to blink, but something has to blink as of today. Today is the ultimatum for the Rose Bowl. Now, I've had a lot of you. Jeff, too, yesterday said, Bill, I'm sick of it. Rose Bowl can disappear for all I care. They've got SoFi Stadium there in L.A., brand new. Everything can go there. That's fine. I'm with him on that. I don't really care. Yeah, Pasadena is gorgeous. That game is gorgeous. But you know what? The bleep with you. You don't want in, don't be in. I don't care. I really don't. Now, again, you have to understand, I'm not an expansion guy anyways. All of this stuff, I'm just telling you what's happening. Going from 4 to 12. I'm not for this, but it doesn't matter. It's happening. It's 100% happening. It's either going to happen in 24 or 26. My guess would be they're going to have it in 24, but I wouldn't go out and bet on that yet. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But today is the ultimatum. Yeah, today. Either in or out today. Brett Ciancia when we come back. Just getting started. No, this is not Monday. I'm not walking the aisles of Walmart looking for an Ethernet cord. We're all good. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still, our biggest problem is going to be up in Robertson County. They're still dealing with two different wrecks, one north, one southbound near the Portland area. Through that stretch of Robertson County, it's been slow again in both directions. It's picking up now with that traffic volume on 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. I-40 still looks good right now as far as accidents, delays down through Wilson County. Nash Painting is Middle Tennessee's number one residential and commercial painters. Check them out today at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you need a staycation or planning a trip to Music City, stay at Bento Living Chestnut Hill. Voted the best boutique hotel in the city by the Nashville Scene, Bento Living is located on the edge of bustling downtown and boasts on-site dining, shopping, live entertainment on the rooftop, and free fitness classes. Come experience Nashville like a local. Visit BentoChestnutHill.com to book your Music City vacation today.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Brett Ciancia with us, Big Six Previews. Always a pleasure to have him here. And hey, Brett, up where you're at, Penn State finished 10-2. Was that considered a satisfactory season? Is everybody happy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And with Penn State fans, and I think it's just more of the same. It's kind of status quo. It's, you know, an impressive 10-win season. It was a great recruiting year. Those things seem to happen most years, but still came up short against the two biggest opponents on the schedule. Blocked them from contending for the Big Ten East and the Big Ten Conference, and then, of course, a playoff. All those are still on the table, what they want in future years from James Franklin. So, yeah, I mean, they don't want to take 10-win seasons for granted. They are special. Look around the country, it's hard to do. But with that said, they're so close to breaking through that it is frustrating. So it's you're kind of caught in that no man's land. But, yeah, it was really strong recruiting, good 10-win season, but just not enough to break through.
On that same topic, bowl season-wise, there's some talk that the Rose Bowl, because Ohio State was there last year, may opt for Penn State, and there's talk that Ohio State would also prefer not to go to the Rose Bowl, go to the Orange Bowl, which would knock Tennessee out of the Orange Bowl and put Tennessee in the Cotton Bowl. I know that's kind of confusing, but is Penn State anticipating a Rose Bowl?
Well, I'm sure that their fans and the school and the team would love to get to the Rose Bowl. Last time they were there was against USC maybe about 5 years ago.
Heck of a game.
It was the Saquon Barkley year against, I think it was a Clay Helton USC team, but great game. They would love to be back there, and I think that any team in America would love to play in the Rose Bowl. It's quite a consolation prize. I mean, of course, that used to be the goal back in before the BCS and even during the BCS for some programs. With the playoff, you almost forget about it. It's a shame because it's so important to the sport. Last year, when it was Utah versus Ohio State, you saw so many players opting out. It didn't seem right. But But yeah, so I think that if Ohio State makes the playoff here, if Utah pulls the upset over USC, then you have a scenario where Penn State goes to the Rose Bowl. And I think everyone would be excited about that.
Were you surprised at the Michigan-Ohio State outcome?
Yeah, I really was. I did not see a blowout coming in. I thought it'd be a grind either way for Ohio State or Michigan. I think that I was more surprised than just how it exploded at the end there with the long yardage plays, the breakdowns. I think the most important storyline to the playoff race all season, we talked about this for 52 weeks, was the Jim Knowles hire at Ohio State and the Knowles effect. And it looked great through 11 games. It looked great through 11 and a half games. Really, that first half against Michigan, they were containing the run. I think it was 11 carries for 10 yards, under a yard per carry. But with that, they sold themselves out a bit to the long yardage pass play. They were so hyper-focused on stopping the run that Michigan hit some big plays in the first half through the air. But still, it was a tie game or close at half. But then in the second half, the whole levee broke, and it was just like the 2021 game, long runs, long passes, and Ohio State couldn't keep pace with their own offense. So, yeah, I was shocked. I thought that the Knowles effect and the defense would hold their own better.
Tom in Myrtle Beach, ask Brett, does he agree with the thinking that if the top three teams, that would be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, lose, they still get in, meaning in their championship game?
Yeah, and, you know, it's important to look at the history of it. It is rare for a conference title loser to make it in, to be selected 12 hours later the next morning, Sunday morning, into that bracket. But every year's different, and when you look at the field this year, I think that those undefeated teams have built such a big lead, especially Georgia and Michigan, in the committee's eyes. I think that they're head and shoulders above the rest of the pack in terms of what the committee's viewing. I would throw TCU in there myself, too. I don't know where the committee's heads are at with that, so I don't want to forecast that. But if it was up to me, I would throw TCU up in that undefeated upper tier as well. All the ranked wins they have, just the way that they've shown fourth quarter grit and second half comebacks, and it's hard to go undefeated. I think we sometimes lose track of this. We take it for granted. But to go undefeated in a Power 5 league is extremely brutal, extremely tough. It's a grind. But I think all of them have built a big enough lead that, yes, I'd give them a mulligan, barring a 42-point blowout or something. But I think that they have built a big enough lead.
Do you think that if Southern Cal loses again to Utah in the Pac-12 championship game, that Ohio State, last night they were number 5, it's as simple as them sliding into 4?
I think it is. And we saw that was the intriguing thing last night, was to see the pecking order behind the top 4. And it was between USC, Bama, and Tennessee. The Bama and Tennessee group have 2 losses. Tennessee actually beat Bama head-to-head, we forget. But, I mean, look at their rankings, you'd think they'd be higher. Ultimately, the committee went with Ohio State, just 1 loss there. They were 11-0 heading into Saturday, losing to the number 2 team. Of course, that second half did get out of hand, but they were impressive all season. So, and again, in most years, that probably wouldn't be a playoff team when you look at the resume. But given all the upsets and the losses across the board this year, that Ohio State right now has the 5th-best team. And I think for USC, if they were to lose again to Utah, now that would be 2 losses to Utah. I don't remember a team ever losing to a team twice in a season and still making the playoff. It doesn't make sense. I mean, how could they be one of the best 4 in the country but have lost twice to 1 opponent? So that would be an eliminator for sure for USC, and Ohio State would take over the number 4 spot.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 previews with us. Talking about it before you joined us, the Rose Bowl's been given an ultimatum of today, Wednesday, to be in or out on this contract addendum to get the 12-team playoffs expanded by 2024. And they want some guarantees for the future, and I won't get into all that. I was talking about it earlier. Do you have any feelings there? Do you think they will be in or out?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. It's a topic I haven't really followed that much during the season, so I don't want to speak out of line. But I think just on a bigger level, the Rose Bowl is so important to the sport, the history, the pageantry. You know, I kind of like how they stand their ground sometimes. You know, I guess the thing I could compare it to is when all the bowl games were buying up their sponsorships, getting all this extra cash and getting the big corporate name on their logos. It was the Rose Bowl, the last stand. They refused to do it. Finally, they were called the Rose Bowl game presented by, and then you had the company. So I know that's very small, but in a sense, that is what's going on here. They're still defying the change around them, the corporate nature of college football. So I guess if you're a traditionalist, I think you side with the Rose Bowl. Whatever their stake is, you want to give them power.
Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. Brett, have you noticed anything? We're about to have a stampede in a couple of days, literally, in the transfer portal. Now, players are already announcing that they're going to transfer, but you can't legally be in the portal yet until, Sunday, Monday. And then we're going to have a big list of players. Has anything jumped out to you yet?
Yeah, well, I think that from things I'm hearing and things we're reading online and just talking to people, it's going to be all time. It's going to be the biggest game of musical chairs we've ever seen, and that's coming off of 2 years where I said the same. I mean, it's just getting bigger every year, year over year. And, I hope that, for the student-athletes, I hope they get what's best. And if the move really is what's best, then that's great for them. Now, of course, sitting here as a college football preview author here, owner and author of Pick Six Previews, it is such a headache logistically going through and just shifting all these players around. I know that that's a small piece in the big puzzle, but I'm just saying from my personal perspective, it's going to be a lot of effort. I love it. I love digging in. I love looking at all 66 of these Power 5 teams. But just hearing the words transfer portal, it's bringing back memories from last cycle. It's going to be crazy. So buckle up. You have that. You have early signing day coming. We still have the coaching carousel, which seems a little bit lighter than last year, but let's just see if there's any more big dominoes to fall and it sparks back up. That's what kept happening last cycle, where we thought it was done, and then a big blue blood would make a move, and everything opened up again. So far, pretty calm of a coaching carousel, relatively, and we'll see if more action happens.
Hugh Freeze, Auburn. Matt Rhule, Nebraska. Luke Fickell, Wisconsin. Brent Key, who was the interim, has been announced as the guy at Georgia Tech. Any of those jump out at you?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of great hires happening across the board. Nebraska went out and signed Matt Rhule, trademarked rebuilder of programs. He rebuilt Temple in Philadelphia, then he went down and rebuilt Baylor after their scandal, got them to the conference title. And if there's ever a program in Power 5 that needs a rebuild, it's Nebraska right now. The only team in America, or at least in the Power 5, that hasn't made a bowl game in the last 5 years, and that's including Rutgers, Kansas, all the other teams that tend to struggle. So Nebraska really needs a rebuild. But it is funny to me, the timing-wise, where, after their big splash hire, Matt Rhule, then the next morning Wisconsin comes out and signs Luke Fickell, who I think is a great hire themselves. I mean, a proven head coach, got Cincinnati to the playoff, a couple undefeated or one-loss seasons there. Knows the Big Ten footprint. So I thought that it was ironic to me that, Nebraska has lost to Wisconsin, 10 years straight now, and then the next morning they get one-upped in a way, or at least the attention is thrown onto Wisconsin with their hires. So two excellent hires there in the Big Ten West. They're upgrading. What else do we have? Kenny Dillingham, congrats to him, one of the youngest guys there to get the head coaching role at Arizona State. I had a chance to talk to him last cycle when he was taking over at Oregon. So a great young offensive mind and loves Arizona State. He's from there. What else? Yeah, Hugh Freeze, welcome back to the SEC. Just another day in the SEC with all the drama down there. It is great. The best reality show to watch, you know what I mean? So that'll be exciting. And then, I think we're going to see some more dominoes drop, but not as hectic as last year, where 25% of Power 5 had new head coaches.
There's some talk that Cincinnati, and this is just a random article I was looking at, is now looking at, now here's three names: Tom Herman, Brian Hartline, the wide receiver coach here at Ohio State who brings in five-star receivers every year, and then Deion Sanders.
that's quite their list. And yeah, I saw a tweet also, not that he's considered, but I saw a young Urban Meyer, his alma mater was Cincinnati, saw pictures of him playing for Cincinnati.
Right.
And thought, man, that would be quite a pipe dream for them to land that former national title coach. But yeah, that is quite a list there. We'll see what happens. Deion Sanders was reportedly offered by Colorado, amongst other teams. I heard USF was in the mix for him, so that would be quite a splash hire in the recruiting world and the branding world. That's becoming important now. I mean, yeah, I don't know. And then, yeah, the Brian Hartline thing is interesting, too. I mean, he's the best receiver coach in America. He lands five stars every year, multiple some years, at Ohio State. So how would he fare as a you know, in a bigger role? I heard maybe Kevin Wilson would be a package deal for him, bring out Ohio State's play caller and offensive coordinator. So very interesting. What's going to happen in Cincinnati, and we forget, but that's a Big 12 team now. You know, the clock is ticking. This is now a Power 5 program in name, too, not just in, you know, they always were close competitively as a Power 5 team, but they're in there now. So that might give them some extra clout in the carousel.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, thanks. It's at Pick 6 Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com. It's an annual season preview book. Magazine coming out every July, and I mean, the results are coming in soon on the accuracy of last year, but the projections look great. I'm trying to go for not only the 3-year title, but the 5-year and the 10-year, the decade title. So those should be coming out in a couple weeks once the season ends. And I mean, if my projections are right, it's looking great. So thank you to all who supported and followed on Twitter and bought the book and talked about it and spread the word. It looked like another successful year here.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews with us every Wednesday. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Yeah, there's a rumor now. This is Twitter stuff that Urban Meyer might be taking the Cincinnati job. Guys, that fits none of the criteria. Cincinnati's a good gig. We were talking, I was doing a show with the McFarlands, which is an afternoon show on WNSR. And I was doing a segment with them, and they were asking about Cincinnati, Luke Fickell going and all that. And if you think about it, they've got a ridiculously good hit rate of hires through the years. I mean, Luke Fickell, now, Tubbs did not work out. You got to remember, Tubbs took that job because he could not take another day in Lubbock, Texas. And I'm not trying to be mean to Lubbock, Texas. I'm just telling you that's the way Tubbs felt. Remember, Tubbs on my show, and he sounded desperate. He sounded like, I'm stuck way out here, y'all. Nothing wrong with Lubbock, Texas, right? Had a nephew go to college and graduate there. But he didn't like it. And so Cincinnati called. He was on a recruiting. Remember the story? He's on a recruiting dinner. He's at a recruiting dinner with some recruits. Rumor has it that he gets a call, excuses himself from the table, never comes back. While he was at Texas Tech, gets a Cincinnati overture, never even comes back to the table and says bye. Whether that's true or not, and I think it probably is, it's funny. Now, if you happen to be the parent of one of those recruits, it's probably not funny. But in general, that's pretty funny. All right, we'll get the break. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, Omni Nashville. It's up.
Good morning. I see a slowdown now due to an accident. 24 eastbound near the Jolton exit. Here we go. You got all the traffic coming in behind it through Pleasant View, coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County. Again, 24 eastbound is running slow here at the Weiss Creek Pike exit, Jolton exit, because of an accident. It's still slow northbound 65 up around the Portland area and Robertson County. Hopefully that'll start to recover from an earlier wreck. 24 is building pretty good now out of Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Attention, Dennis Dental Staff School can provide you with qualified dental Dental Assistance, Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time.
Slim's Tender Mac Bowls are back. We start with a three-cheese blend to make our delicious mac, and top it with chopped hand-breaded tenders and Colby Jack cheese. Try the Tender Mac Bowl meal or the Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl meal, both served with Texas toast and a medium drink. But hurry, they're only around for a limited time. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi, so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
You know what the Mets stand for?
Metropolitan. Metropolitan is a flavor of ice cream, right?
Neapolitan.
Oh, okay.
Was that real?
I mean, half and half.
Oh, man. You talk about throwing me off complete. My equator is gone.
The afternoon stretch. Afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Get closer to Bill King,
615-844-5600. Will down in Athens, Alabama. Bill, when did they put a window on the portal? Well, there's always been a window. Previously, it was, what, 9 months or so? But about the start of this season, the playing portion, so around September 1, and don't hold me to the day, but somewhere around beginning of September, late August, they changed the rule and tightened the windows, or the window, if you will. And starting this Sunday, Monday, they give you 45 days. Then in the spring in May, I believe it's May 1 through the 15th, they give you another 15 days. Now, again, it really doesn't matter because kids are announcing they're transferring regardless of officially yet being in the portal. It's just they can't formally be in the portal technically until this coming weekend after everything settles. Doesn't mean you can't make announcements. It just means that formally you're not in the portal yet. So it's really a technicality that's, I guess you could call it not that important, but it is the rule. That is what the rule is. Back to the playoffs. And 4 is going to go to 12. We just don't know the year. They want it to be 2024. The Rose Bowl is the holdup. They've been given an ultimatum, which is today. Either agree or get out. They want future considerations. They want some guarantees, etc. I won't bother you with that today. I've already talked about some of it. But let's just keep it vague. Let's keep it general for now. And again, their ultimatum is today. Now,
the contract, the 12-year contract, which we're in year 9, right, of the 12-year contract, that won't change per se other than changing the number of teams. Now, at the end of the 12 years, then the contract wording and all the legalese and the boilerplate stuff, all of that could change. But as of right now, the number of teams would change if they get this done for 2024. And they don't start bidding out yet for the various networks. ESPN is the sole rights holder, TV rights holder, for the playoff setup right now. That won't change when and if they expand to 12 under this current contract. Once we get out of this current contract, then they're going to bid it out to all the networks and big tech. They're going to have them all fighting for it, and they're going to have multiple layers of networks paying for it, which is a lot more money. That's smart. You don't want one hoarding all the rights. You want to do what the Big Ten just did with their TV rights, and that's have various networks involved. That's smart. That's more money. It's about the more money. That's smart. But under the current setup, there's only going to be a few changes until we get past that 12th year, and that would be the number going from 4 to 12 if they get the agreement done for 2024. And now here's what I don't know. Does the money change? ESPN is still the rights holder until we get through the 12th year. But when they go to 4 to 12, I would assume the money has to change. I would assume. I mean, you're adding more teams, adding more games. I don't know. Now, they did say that if the Rose Bowl ends up holding this up and they have an ultimatum as of today, either you're in or out, and if they say they're out, there is no expansion until the end of the contract. If they say we're not going to budge here, I read where it would cost about $500 million. $500 million, like $494 million, something like that. Like it would, money that would be made that would not be made due to the Rose Bowl playing hardball. That's a number that's been thrown out there. And it was actually, I was watching, which I never, ever watch SportsCenter. Haven't watched it in decades. But I had it on because I was waiting on the playoff committee. I was waiting on the clown show committee show. And at the very end, they were talking about it. And I not only read it, but one of the sportscasters mentioned that number too, that 494. If the Rose Bowl says we're not going to do it. Which I don't know what. Usually I have a feel and I can predict and I feel good about. I'm not sure what's going to happen today with that ultimatum. Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly is going to go down there. Scott in Savannah. Lovely Savannah, Georgia. Bill, when the playoffs expand and TV rights get renegotiated, can the ACC break the insane grant of rights deal that goes to 2035? Well, I mean, the ACC wouldn't want to break. Now, you're talking about the grant of rights, which is the league owns each team's TV rights, or are you talking about the terrible ESPN TV deal that you have? Which is not competitive with the Big Ten or the SEC. I'm not sure I understand you. The grant of rights the league wants, it protects them. I mean, it's not 100% foolproof, but it protects them from losing teams like Florida State or Clemson in expansion. The ACC wouldn't want to break the grant of rights. Do you mean the TV money deal? Which is different. I'm just making sure I understand your question. All right, another break. Blake coming up top of the hour on the Nashville Post Up.
Good morning. I see a slowdown now due to an accident. 24 eastbound near the Jolton exit. Here we go. You got all the traffic coming in behind it through Pleasant View, coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County. Again, 24 eastbound is running slow here at the Weiss Creek Pike exit, Jolton exit, because of an accident. It's still slow northbound 65 up around the Portland area and Robertson County. Hopefully that'll start to recover from an earlier wreck. 24 is building pretty good now out of Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Attention dentists, dental staff school can provide you with qualified dental assistance. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Atlanta Braves laying $1.26 as a favorite today at home against the Nationals. Kyle Wright pitching for the Braves. He's 0-3. With a 7.20 ERA, Eric Feedy for the Nationals, 1-1, a 2.55 earned run average. The Nationals plus 116 on the money line. The total is 10 under. The NASCAR Cup Series doubleheader this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Dover, Delaware. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., the plus 350 co-favorites to win Saturday's race. The Northern Trust at TPC Boston, Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau are the 12-1 co-favorites. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Give the gift of play with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Maybe you need some cash for the holidays. If you have too many bikes, inline skates, hockey, or other sports gear that you don't use anymore or it doesn't fit, get cash on the spot for your unused gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. They have the trained staff to help you sell your gear and help you find the perfect gift for the holidays, like a new baseball bat, lacrosse stick, yoga and workout gear, or equipment for a home gym. Or maybe you're like me and you love perusing golf clubs. Go check out what they have in their used inventory. I'm always in the Hendersonville store checking out their used golf clubs. So get cash for your holiday gifts when you sell your gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. And make sure to tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high near 49. Mostly clear tonight, low around 28. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a daytime high near 47. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Stephen down in Hawkinsville, Georgia. Bill, the biggest thing about the expansion is we go from arguing about who's number 5 to number 13. Unfortunately, yes. Once you expand, I've told you there are only two topics. How much more money? How many more teams? That's it. That's forever the two topics. Now, am I going to get all bent out of shape about number 13? We may ban that as a topic. If anybody wants to belly B-word, B-word now. Yeah, B-word. If anybody wants to B-word about number 13, I don't think I'm going to allow it on the air. We don't ban much, right? I mean, we're very free and loose and let it hang, right? I don't think once we get to 12, if somebody wants to B-word about number 13, we're going to allow that. You can go to an expansionist show for that. So Steven's right. That's what somebody, we're not going to be doing that. I cannot believe this team went 8-4 and is sitting there at 13 and can't get in. Bill, oh my God. Well, down in Athens, Alabama. Bill, did you see the fight on the SEC network between Ben Watson and the other guy? Wasn't it 2 weeks ago? I think it was, it was during the Vanderbilt, it was halftime of the Vanderbilt Florida game, and they went back to the network, and Peter Burns said to Ben Watson, "Didn't you get the memo? We're all wearing dark suits," and he was wearing like a blue type. It wasn't navy blue, but it was a blue blazer. It looked fine. I didn't notice. And anyways, Ben Watson, former tight end, said, "As long as I get a text from my wife that says I look good, I'm good with it." Peter Burns says, "That's not the text she sent to me." And they go to commercial break. They come back, and Peter Burns isn't there. And then Ben Watson comes back onto the set, looks kind of mad. ESPN PR says it was a bit. They completely staged it. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. It's not like Peter Burns said anything personal. I mean, he said, "That's not the text she sent me," meaning the text would have been, "I don't like the suit." It wasn't anything like she sent me a text because she is interested in me. That's not what he was saying. It was about the suit. But anyways, the PR department, now maybe they're just covering their A double dollar sign, is saying that it was just a bit and they had it staged and it's really funny, and they did such a good job. They pulled it off. They should get an Emmy for it, is what the PR chick said. First of all, I don't really care either way, but it sounds like they're covering their glutes in this one. JT in Jacksonville. Hey, Bill, is Jimbo just Kevin Sumlin with a national title? Regardless, both seem to ride one great quarterback recruit on the way to the bank. You'd say Johnny Football and Jameis Winston? Is that what you're saying? Jimbo is on the clock. I have defended him as far as job security the whole time because his job has not been in jeopardy. Next year, he can't have this happen again. They'll have to stroke a really big check. Whatever that number is next year, 70 million, I don't know what, who cares what the number is. It's something really big. Jimbo cannot have another similar season next year. He just went 5-7, and he beat LSU to get to number 5. A team that's representing the West in the SEC championship game. So, next year, I would caution everybody, if Jimbo is stumbling around next year. And again, I don't want to put a number on it because that's usually not accurate. It has to be a presentation. You have to judge the presentation. Now, the number will matter, but you don't want to lay a number on it because you don't know. You don't want to be held to a number. But if they are similar, offensively bankrupt for the most part next year, I don't know that he makes it to, what would that be, year seven, which would be 2024. Yeah, I don't think so. Sam Dog, Bill, I just saw where UConn is bowl eligible. Are we in the final days? Well, they're verboten on the show, so it really doesn't matter. You don't get to cancel your season in 2020 as an individual school. Just say we quit and then remain a topic on the show. You don't get to do that. Anyways, we'll take the break. Blake Ruffino. Scott, I see your reply. I'll get to that. Yeah, I'll get to that. Scott and Savannah. Blake Ruffino coming up top of the hour in just a couple of minutes. Omni National Hoopdown.